This man who I met at Walmart, who for the sake of this homily I'll call Tom. Tom did not see Christ as a high priest who's able to sympathize with our weakness. He did not believe Christ would forgive him for his past. Therefore, he knowingly kept himself from running to Christ and his mercy, which of course was the wrong thing to do. St. Teresa of Avila once said, "He who omits prayer needs no devil to cast himself into hell. He casts himself into it." In other words, the devil does not choose our eternal destination. We do. The sin against the Holy Spirit is to not accept God's mercy for our sins. We should always trust in God's mercy if we're willing to approach his throne of grace to receive it. Now, you know where I'm going with this. The way that we do this, of course, is through the sacrament of confession. Yet, we as human beings are either afraid to come to our Lord to do this, or aren't ready to admit that we've sinned greatly. But it's so simple. We should never be afraid to come to the sacrament of confession and confess even our most embarrassing or hurtful sins. We should never be afraid to approach the throne of grace to receive mercy and timely help. No matter how big of sins we've committed in the past, we need to bring them to our Lord for his forgiveness. There is not a single sin that is too big for our God to forgive. And if it's been more than a year since you've been to the sacrament, you need to make it a point to go.